So is this a single tragedy or is it a sign that Australian schools are becoming more violent? In Melbourne, one researcher says a knife culture is developing and that more and more young Australians are carrying knives and using them. And the national body representing primary school principals says security guards may have to be employed on a daily basis at schools. Lindy Kerin has our report.
They're the primary weapon used in serious assaults and murders. And according to Associate Professor Julian Bondi from the RMIT University, knife attacks are on the rise, particularly among young people.
The phenomenon is real, and that people's perceptions that this type of attack, this type of an offence is increasing is true also. So it's one of those areas, sometimes when you're talking about crime, the perception doesn't match the reality. Unfortunately, in this case, knife crime is something that has been steadily on the increase for quite some time now, measuring in decades. But we certainly have seen quite a dramatic increase in the last few years.
Associate Professor Bondi carried out a 2-year study in Melbourne that found more and more young people are carrying knives. He says they reported carrying weapons because they felt insecure and vulnerable.
It's not that uncommon at all. It tends to be age-specific. By 16, the numbers have halved. But particularly in middle adolescence, there's quite a surprisingly large number of primarily boys who carry knives. They never appear on the crime statistics. They never appear in the hospital statistics because they carry it, because they're feeling vulnerable. And for one reason or another, they grow out of those feelings of vulnerability and put the weapon away.
Associate Professor Bondi says official reporting of stabbings in Australia is inadequate. He says measures introduced in the UK over the past 2 years to deal with the growing problem of knife attacks there could be introduced in Australia.
They've developed a range of strategies, but they're not just making it a law enforcement police thing. So, for example, they've just made a new regulation that applies to all general practitioners in the UK. Whenever someone goes to any surgery, not just a hospital, and they might have what appears to be to the doctor a knife wound, they are now mandated. They're compelled to report that.
But Dr. Don Weatherburn from the New South Wales Bureau of Crime Statistics disputes the claim knife attacks among young people are on the rise. He explains the figures in New South Wales.
The number of knife attacks has gone, well, it was 50 in the period October to September 2004 to 5, then it went to 70, 86, 69, 64, so it's really just bouncing around, not showing any long-term trend.
And Dr. Weatherburn doesn't think mandatory reporting of stabbings would help.
We know, for example, from victim surveys that victim injury is one of the key factors that determines whether a person will report an offence to police. The chances of them reporting it are much higher if the victim's injured than if they are not. If they go to a medical centre for treatment for their injury, they're likely to be, the medical centre, the staff will ask them how they suffered the injury, and that they will then report to police themselves. So it's true to say that lots of assaults involving juveniles don't come to the attention of police, but this wouldn't be true of juveniles who are attacked with a knife.
Norm Hart is the president of the Queensland Association of State School Principals and the head of the Australian Government Primary Schools Association. He says weapons at schools is a long-running problem, but he doesn't have any evidence to suggest there's been an increase in students carrying knives.
There's always been a childhood fascination with things that are dangerous, with things that are adult. And for particularly children in primary school, I'm speaking about now, there's been a certain element of big-nating yourself that you can get from taking something dangerous to school.
Norm Hart says in many schools, teachers aren't permitted to search students' bags. He says it might be time to change that, and he says he wouldn't be surprised to see some schools introduce security guards.
We want our schools to be part of the wider fabric of Australian society, not locked behind barbed wire and everybody who enters going through a metal detector. I think that can sometimes give the impression of safety, but doesn't really make us a whole lot safer in real terms if somebody has some criminal law or evil intent.
And what sort of measures could be in place? You said you wouldn't like to see metal detectors, but what other measures could be taken?
I'm sure there will be some schools that will be considering security guards as part of their permanent staff as a result of this.
That's Norm Hart from the Australian Government Primary Principals Association speaking to Lindy Kerin.